Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Thank you very much. We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously.
Total 180. Guy wanted to separate kids from their parents, willingly did it, knowingly did it, lied about why he was kind of doing it.
Why he wouldn't change.
And he still did it. So there are some people that said Trump deserves some credit. That's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my entire life. He also said today, anybody with a heart would feel the same way. The separation of children and from their parents, it's just wrong. Yet, he still did it. He still lied about it.
But then why sign an executive order today saying that the parents don't need to be separated from the children?
There was no need to sign an executive order.
There is no possible reason.
Right. Here are the two things that we've told you from the very beginning that is 100% fact. If you don't believe it, that's on you. But this is 100% fact. There was never a Democratic law that was passed that forced the separation of children from their parents. Now, Trump said that over and over again. He lied. Politicians lie. Both sides of the aisle. Trump totally lied. That's not true. He also said, you know what? I can't change it. We got to get Congress involved. And what we said yesterday was, no, you don't have to get Congress involved at all. All Trump has to do is say, I'm changing the policy. He doesn't even have to sign an executive order. Doesn't even have to sign it. But he made it official today. He signed an executive order to keep families together when they sneak in to the country. Didn't have to sign anything at all.
All he had to do was say stop.
We're just going to stop doing that.
I am shocked he even changed his mind. I'm shocked he signed an executive order.
Pressure, man, was brutal. Have you ever seen pressure? What's the last story you heard? Pressure on a president like this?
Well, to apologize for what he said in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do that, and he tried to over-explain what he meant with Charlottesville and just wound up, you know, blowing up in his face. But we're finding out now it was pressure from Melania and his daughter Ivanka, Ivanka was trying to work with Senate GOP leaders trying to figure a way out of this.
Why did she? I like that Ivanka talked to her father, but why did she even bring GOP lawmakers in?
Because they
didn't have to be part of the solution.
Well, basically Trump still wants a wall. He wants something from Congress that gives him a wall in order. She was negotiating basically on behalf of her dad, and it was Melania who basically said, look, I won't hold your hand, but I want you to really think about these kids and the public outcry because of these children. You need to do something. And I guess I have to do something now.
Could you imagine Michelle Obama or Laura Bush or Barbara Bush?
Well, I'm sure they had their opinions or gave their input about stuff.
But coming out against her husband, the president, because Melania did. And I give her a ton of credit. I really do. And I give Ivanka some credit. You know, Ivanka has her father's ear.
True. And the First Lady made a public statement about
it,
too.
So I give them a lot of credit. I also give Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Carter, Hillary Clinton a little credit because she also came out. It was there were women that pushed in a prominent position that pushed the president towards doing the right thing.
But I cannot believe at the end of all this, after he signed it, he allowed the Department of Homeland Security secretary to speak. And I cannot believe the words that came out of her mouth and then his mouth at the end of all of this. Just unbelievably tone deaf isn't even the word. It's just unbelievable what they said to each other.
To set the scene, you've got the big table. Trump is at the middle. You've got the vice president to his left, and you've got Secretary Nielsen to his right.
Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job.
Leadership.
This is the worst leadership I've ever seen on an issue. Oh. Number one, and number two, she didn't do a good job.
No.
What did she do that was so good?
Now,
she backed a bad policy.
From what we understand behind the scenes, she tried to get it changed, but she has been, I mean, just not even trying to spin the way this has been handled.
It's been hateful.
She has outright lied and looked like that nothing bad was happening.
She was out in Washington, D.C. for dinner, and she got heckled.
And she was where? At a Mexican restaurant.
Of all places.
Of all places you decide to go. I mean, you talk about out
restaurant.
Of flipping touch. Huh. You could have gone to sushi. You could have had Thai. You could have had KFC. You went to a Mexican restaurant. You deserve what you get. And I hope to God, I hope to God, for every day you're on this planet until you die, you get heckled at Mexican restaurants for what you did. The complicity that you had in all of this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There are still people, and they're very much in the minority, that thought this was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, it's tough to find. You'll find it on social media. There are a bunch of haters.
And they're in the administration as well.
Yeah. But, man, I think Trump, with this executive order, he completely and totally admits how guilty he was.
But don't give him credit.
He was on an island almost all by himself.
Right. And you cannot give him credit because it was so
terrible.
Bad
yeah.
to actually implement it. You can't give somebody credit for waking up and saying, you know what? I guess I was wrong all along. There's no way you can be penitent about it.
No. You're listening to The Big Four at Four. We bring you four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
Well, we just mentioned it. I mean, not many people were behind Donald Trump's policy, except for three here in Arizona. Of course. Now, it goes without saying that United States Representative Paul Gosar, who, as you well know, is a total boob.
Yeah.
He thought this was fantastic. He thought this was a great policy. He also backed the Syrian dictator after the Syrian dictator gassed his own people. Okay, so we know what kind of guy Paul Gosar is. He's a boob. But you know what? Very interesting. There are two candidates for United States Senate that also backed Trump's barbaric policy.
One has to be Joe Arpaio, right?
Joe Arpaio, yeah. Because Joe Arpaio loves everything Donald Trump does.
Right.
And Joe Arpaio, we've seen what he does with illegal immigrants and how he pulls people over.
And he was always tough on border issues. I mean, he always said we had to do more on the border.
Well, you can say tough, or he was breaking the law.
Right.
I mean, he was breaking the law.
Right.
He was trying to.
And so was Trump.
He was trying to bust people breaking the law, so he decided to break the law, too.
Right.
And then, of course, you've got Kelly Ward, who can't wait to dance on the grave of John McCain. She loves this idea. I got to tell you, as much as I don't like Joe Arpaio, and I'm certainly rooting for Martha McSally to win.
Well, she's got a double-digit lead.
She's got to, because Arpaio would be a mess, but Kelly Ward would be worse. Kelly Ward is as bankrupt morally.
Well, she's an opportunist.
It's just disgusting.
But if you're Kelly Ward or you're Joe Arpaio, do you come out and say the president made a mistake by issuing the executive order? Because then you would at least you would be consistent to your convictions. At least you would be able to say, I haven't wavered on what I thought about this. Because now what people are doing, they're scrambling to figure out, how do I go with the president and not look as foolish as the president.
I mean, people trying to make the argument that this was a good idea, you know, there are not many of them.
You can't do it.
But you know, I saw one, there were people on our Facebook page saying, these children, you know, the ones that are crying, they're actors. They're three-year-old actors. So, you know, they were really good.
Or they have it better here than they do in their other country. At least we're feeding them and clothing.
One person
You're totally
said,
missing the point.
One person said it was like going to summer camp. It was fun. And I'm just like, man. You're just not human.
Yeah, it's not.
You're just not human.
It's not summer camp.
So congratulations to Gosar, Arpaio, and Ward for being terrible human beings. Just terrible. That's disgusting. One guy we should vote out. The other two we shouldn't vote in.
Yeah, this is going to have long-term, I think, effects. Charlottesville, people aren't going to forget Charlottesville.
For Trump.
And they're not going to forget what he said and what he did to immigrant families. Not, again, that we don't want open borders. There should be a way to come to this country legally. But you don't automatically rip kids from families and claim what's in the best interest of the United States.
Even Trump figured out that was the wrong plan.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, of course, we've got Big Story 3 and Big Story 4 as the Big Four at Four continues.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
The South Side, a large part of it is the traditional small businesses that have existed there that's been passed down generation through generation. And the crushing effect that this is going to have on those small businesses will kill them.
All right, so that's a Phoenix resident. He owns a small business in South Phoenix. And the Phoenix City Council is going to vote on this light rail expansion. Will it continue in South Phoenix? So what? They were supposed to vote at 2:30. What's the vote? What happened? Because I hate light rail, Mac.
They have not voted. They are still listening to comments and concerns from residents, and they then have an agenda that they have to go through. So they will vote at the very end the City Council meeting, which could be late into this evening. I don't know.
What do you think's more boring? Going to see John Travolta's film, Gotti, or going to the Phoenix City Council meeting
Gotti's so bad.
I heard it was so bad.
It is, but it's so
zero,
bad, it's funny.
Zero on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
You can at least laugh. This city council meeting is bad in the sense that light rail should have never, ever come to Phoenix. But you had a mayor in Greg Stanton.
It wasn't just Greg Stanton. It was but past mayors, too.
But he's been a big proponent of this, and notice that he has resigned. And Glendale didn't want any part of it, like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Now you've got South Phoenix. South Phoenix, a part of town that you would think would welcome some kind of transportation, public transportation system. They're saying, we don't want any part of this because it will destroy our neighborhood and destroy our businesses. I hope the city council votes not to go through with it. Because if somebody doesn't want it, why would you spend the money and go through the aggravation and lawsuits that will come out of this?
I remember being here in about 2002, and we were interviewing, you know, mayors and people who wanted light rail here. So remember, it goes back pretty far.
Yeah.
But then you have mayors who then come into office and they continue it. This is terrible technology. We need to be visionaries. This is not a program that is very visionary. You know what's visionary? Waymo. That's pretty visionary. Uber. I know we had a problem in Tempe. Not a problem. We had a death. And it's very serious. And that's why Uber's not on the road anymore. The autonomous vehicles. But that's the way we should go. That's the wave of the future. It's not light rail.
It's not a train.
No.
On top of the road in the middle of the street.
Some people use it.
So four lanes will go down to two.
Right. Some people use it, yes. But I'll tell you, the Phoenix business owner, it's going to kill their business. It's going to kill it.
And we saw that on Central Avenue in North Phoenix.
We sure did. So hopefully the Phoenix City Council will say, you know what? Enough's enough. Glendale didn't want it.
No, they didn't.
Glendale said, yeah, we pass. We're going to take a pass. Light rail's terrible.
And you would think that
I still want the Disney monorail here, by the way.
Another horrible idea.
It would be fun.
The fact that Glendale said no to get people out to Westgate, that should have given you a big clue. People don't want light rail.
No.
These city councils don't want light rail.
What a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Now, real quick.
Yeah.
Do you take it out?
Oh, yeah, I rip it out.
Do you leave what has already been built, or do you take it out?
It's already a loss. It's already a big loss.
It'll never make money.
No,
never.
Let's just rip it out. Totally ready to rip it out. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour, the first 20 minutes, four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Apparently, millennials are moving out of mom and dad's house.
No, eventually, you can use that word. Eventually, that kid that lives at home with you will move out.
Not that 30-year-old who had to be taken to court.
Did he go back?
No.
Oh.
I think he's gone. But 31% of young adults were living in mom and dad's house.
Yeah.
That's down slightly from more than 32%.
Right.
Back in 2016. So, I don't know. They're slowly moving out.
There are more individuals in that age who are employed, and they are now starting to afford homes. They're starting to afford to move out. But, boy, it is glacial. It is a glacial pace.
I was reading today about Phoenix residents. They have to work. The new study says they got to work for 4 years to earn enough for a down payment on a house.
Right. The report says the median household income is about $52,000. In Phoenix, that would take 4.10 years to afford a down payment on a home with a median value of a little over $200,000.
A home.
I mean, it does take
grand.
A lot of money for a down payment. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, you have to save up. That's for sure.
Nope. Also, a good investment. It's a good place to put your money. Real estate is always a pretty good place to put your money.
Right.
It's taken a long time. Millennials are just have kind of things have been pushed back. Marriage, kids, moving out,
starting their life.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it. Every day at 4:05, the Big Four at 4.
The Big 4 at 4 with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big 4 at 4 delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Coming up next, a woman who tried to claim asylum. She crossed into the Arizona, through the Arizona border with her 7-year-old. She's suing the Trump administration. They took her son away. Does she know where he is? Find out next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Let's talk about a Guatemalan mom. She crossed the border illegally in Arizona. She was arrested with her 7-year-old son. Her 7-year-old son was taken from her, and she doesn't know where her son is.
She's going to sue the government.
Now, we've heard these stories before, but this is the first that I know of a person who has been in this situation suing now, as you said, the federal government.
Joining us now, Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Hi, Monica. How are you today?
Hi, guys. Good.
Monica, what's she suing for? Is it money? Is it her child being returned? What is it?
She wants her son back. That is the number one thing she's suing for. And of course, since it is a lawsuit, the attorneys are going to tack on their damages for pain and suffering, because clearly both her and her son have suffered through this. And then they'll want punitive damages, basically punishment. They want the court to punish all the defendants, which are all a bunch of heads of department and assistant heads, including at least two here in Arizona. They want to punish the agencies and make them pay some of the money, because this is such a terrible thing that was done, according to the lawsuit.
So she's suing the Fed, but she's also suing the local, I guess, Border Patrol, ICE, people like that as well?
Yeah, she's suing ICE, Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border Protection. She's actually suing Henry Lucero, who's ICE Phoenix Field Officer Director, and the Assistant Director, Michael Zakowski. Arizona obviously has many ties to this lawsuit. One thing you guys said when you first started this segment was that she crossed here illegally. And I want to point out that she came here for asylum, and you can't ask for asylum until you're already here. So it's kind of strange when you're dealing with asylum to say that they came here illegally, because yes, they didn't have permission to come to the U.S.
Right.
But we say that if you want asylum, get here and then ask for it. So it's almost like an implicit.
It's a catch 22.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Monica, was this part of Trump's policy? Let's separate the children from their parents. Is this all part of it?
Yes, this was all part, according to the lawsuit, of the zero tolerance policy. So the lawsuit alleges violations of the Fifth Amendment. Hmm. The Fifth Amendment, part of it is that you get due process. Here in America, when you have rights and the government steps on those rights or takes something away from you, you have the right to have a hearing, and you have the right to be told what's going on, and you have a right to defend and fight. When they just took her son away from her, they didn't tell her what was going on. They're still not giving her any information. Maybe they have by now. We just don't know about it.
Does she know where her son is?
As of right now, last I read, no, she doesn't.
Wow.
Now,
they keep saying that he's in some facility here in Phoenix, but I asked around the newsroom. I don't know of a facility in Phoenix, quote unquote, Phoenix proper.
And remember, they never told her where they took him, and he could be transferred. So you don't
right.
know where he's at, and the government's not telling her. So essentially, they took her son away from her, next to maybe your freedom, right? That's the most important thing to you, is your children. They took him away without any hearing whatsoever. And by the way, she was not criminally charged. She wasn't here for criminal charges or being detained for that. She was here seeking asylum, and immigration is a civil process anyway. So for people out there that are thinking, well, she's a criminal, she was locked up, of course they're taking the kid away from her. Not in this case, not in this case. And that's why they filed the lawsuit. And from a mother's perspective, it's disgusting. From a lawyer's perspective, they absolutely violated her rights.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. From a legal standpoint, then, if you're the government, don't you just delay and you've got more money? I mean, how successful is this lawsuit? Can this lawsuit be when you've got one mom who's from Guatemala and the federal government?
Ugh.
This could be dragged out for years, if not some settlement just go away. right?
Well, maybe normally, but with the executive order Trump signed, I think that's going to end a big part of this lawsuit. Not the damages, but hopefully with his signing that, it'll get the son back to her ASAP.
That's the other part, too. They've got to locate the son. The first and primary thing they've got to do is find this kid. And I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, there's records. They're going to have records that show where he was taken and where he was taken.
But then why not just tell her that? Why not tell her where he is?
Because that's not how the government works. And because Trump's administration had the zero tolerance policy. So that's why. But what's great about this, and about the only thing that's great about it besides him signing this order, is that she has a very large law firm that has the money to back her up, and they're doing it pro bono. Mm. And so that I'm glad about that, because it's not going to get tied up forever. They're using the press. They're getting the word out there. And obviously Trump felt some pressure, whether it was from this lawsuit or other things, because he made a change. Now let's just hope this gets to her ASAP.
A Guatemalan mom is suing the Trump administration after being separated from her 7-year-old son at San Luis, Arizona. Monica Lindstrom is joining us. Are we going to see a lot more lawsuits?
I hope not. With the signing of the executive order, I'm hoping that the government, to forestall any of these lawsuits or to prevent them, they will turn around and start putting the children that they've taken away back with the families.
Yeah, but you could still sue, though. Right?
They can still sue. But the practical part of it is there's not going to be law firms that are going to be lining up to do these pro bono. And these people are not going to have the funds to be able to pay for it. So hopefully this lawsuit will be the poster child that will help end this.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
You know, I'm usually not for illegal immigrants who try and sneak into the country suing the government. I would say, well, you know, don't sneak into the country and don't try and
expect all these rights.
They do have some rights, but don't sneak into the country and sue us. Here, it's totally different. I hope they sue the crap out of Donald Trump because he deserves it.
How many parents are going to sue because, and again, he signed the executive order today, but that doesn't mean there are kids who cannot find their parents, won't be reunited with their parents.
Right.
This is still a major problem for the Trump administration.
If I've ever seen a lawsuit, this mom deserves it. You cannot take your kid away. You can't do that. And they're going to find out. They're going to get sued, and they're going to be out money. And we'll have to pay for that.
Right.
And that's Trump's fault. Coming up next, we got another situation with the Mesa Police Department. It's a video. Are there valid concerns here, or is this another smear job? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
I literally cannot believe this.
Did you use the word literally right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I cannot truly believe this.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. Donald Trump reversed his order, his decision, signing an executive order, which he didn't have to do, on separating families at the border. Okay, we've been talking about that all week.
And how horrible a decision it was by Trump.
He is holding a rally right now in Minnesota, don't you know?
Yeah.
The cojones.
Woo.
And I wonder if anybody boos. If he mentions the executive order, I wonder if anybody boos that he shouldn't have signed the executive order at this rally, because if they're hardcore and they liked what he did before, it's a total reversal. So do you boo?
No.
Or do you cheer and say, hey, great decision, when you really shouldn't give him credit because he came up with the policy in the first place?
I mean, a lot of people will go and see what the president has to say, but usually it is diehards that go and do this. No, they're not going to boo him.
You would hold rally?
It's hard to believe that there are actually people out there who thought that was a good policy to separate kids from their parents.
Oh.
It's cold. It's not even human.
Well, it's traumatic. I mean, you're inflicting trauma on children unnecessarily.
I'm just saying that I can't believe there are people out there that actually think it's a good idea.
And now he's holding a rally in Duluth, Minnesota.
Well,
jeez. Boy, he can.
Some of the worst days of his, it's amazing. Some of the best days of his presidency with North Korea, and then some of the worst days of his presidency.
Within a week.
Really. And that's why I always say it's so hard to try and even root for this guy. because when he blows it, he blows it huge. I mean, this last week was a mess.
And if we'll bring it to you if he says anything about the decision today, and let's see the crowd's reaction today on whether the Trump supporters, the hardcore Trump supporters in, you know, Duluth, Minnesota, are on board with this. But my goodness, I mean, I can't imagine holding a rally on the day you have to reverse something and say, hey, I don't like these images of these kids separated from their
children. Why'd you do it in the first place?
Right.
And then you lied and said you couldn't do anything, and he changed his mind. Mm. By the way, thanks to Melania Trump, apparently, we're really hearing more that Melania went to him, the first lady of the United States went to him and said, you have got to stop this. You have got to stop. This is awful.
We also found out that Ivanka, once again, Ivanka had something to do with it, too. Yeah. And basically was trying to work with Congress, saying, how can we fix this? And it was, like you said, Melania and Ivanka getting to him. If they had not done anything, he wouldn't have signed that executive order.
I think you're probably right.
Unbelievable.
All right. We'll get more into this at 5:15. We've got Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political. What do we call it?
Mac and Gatos political insider, Jan Brewer, former governor of Arizona.
Political insider.
All around great
She's
gal.
Coming up. She's coming up. I mean, was she on board with this?
Yeah, that's a big...
She's as big a Trump supporter
exactly.
as...
Exactly.
All right. So we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about what happened in Mesa. There's another video out there. And you've got another lawyer saying that my client was treated wrong. So here's the video. Here's some of the audio from the video.
I'm not going to ask you again. Stand up.
Okay, so there's the cop. I'm not going to ask you again. What that tells me is the person that that the cop is trying to talk to or arrest is resisting. Doesn't want to stand up. And the cop said, I'm not going to ask you again. I'm guessing he probably asked a whole bunch of times. So they had to forcibly handcuff this guy.
They hogtied him.
Yeah.
Get with your hands right now! Give us your hands!
Okay. Guy doesn't want to give them his hands. So they take his hands and they cuff him.
Do my f***ing research. Yeah.
So here's the guy.
Do my f***ing research. Yeah, it's supposed to.
My wrists hurt. And the cop goes, it's supposed to.
Now, this was back in November 2017. This is not another incident within 2 weeks, because we've talked about Mesa PD and allegations of excessive force for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were just casually listening or paying attention, it sounds like suddenly Mesa PD has an excessive force problem. But these have happened in the past.
I just think that if you are not allowing police to cuff you, if you are being difficult, if you are squirming, my guess is that when you get your hands cuffed, they might be too tight.
Well, when you're hogtied, it is not comfortable.
No, but it might be too tight, and it might hurt your wrists. Because, you know, you're trying to hold down somebody and cuff the person at the same time. That's very different than, listen, I have to cuff you.
Right.
Can I see your hands? And the person puts the hands out, and they cuff them, and it doesn't hurt. But I think if you're struggling and you're wrestling on the ground, there's no telling how tight those cuffs are going to be. So I don't think that they're doing this to torture the guy. I think that the guy's resisting, and it's not easy to put handcuffs on somebody who's resisting.
And we've talked about it before, too, these body cams. You know what? They can do a lot of good. I mean, we now know more than ever how Mesa PD is handling stuff.
Well, I think this is a good video. It shows the cops are doing the right thing. So sometimes these videos come out and, well, this guy wants money. Well, if he refused to be cuffed, and now you want money, and now you're suing, I think we've got mostly a smear job going on with the Mesa PD. People trying to smear him.
All right, 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion's coming up next.